policy hasn't changed. On Lisa Brady, Fox News. White House spokeswoman Jen Psaki making it clear the U.S. is still not calling for regime change in Russia, despite the images of murdered civilians in areas near Ukraine's capital.
We're certainly committed to continuing our historic support of Ukraine, whether that is military assistance, humanitarian assistance, economic assistance.
Psaki also says it's not in the interest of the U.S. or the national security of the American people to go to war with Russia. Ukraine's president painting a graphic picture in a video addressed to the UN Security Council, appealing for justice over war crimes.
As Ukraine's civilians emerged from hiding to scenes of apocalypse, bodies of civilians who appear to have been burned, corpses lying in the middle of the street with their hands bound behind their backs, makeshift mass graves with hands and feet sticking out, and what looks like a child's pink flip-flop next to one of them. President Zelensky warned that the UN must act on these crimes or dissolve itself.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The White House COVID team urging lawmakers to get busy on more money during a briefing where masking came up again.
Outgoing White House COVID response team coordinator Jeff Zients said Congress needs to pass emergency COVID money now for vaccines, testing, and more.
Time is of the essence, so we urge Congress to move promptly on the $10 billion emergency funding package developed in the Senate.
Zients called this only a start, adding that he's disappointed there's no funding for global vaccine efforts in the bill. Several airlines have said it's time to end the mask mandate on public transportation and end pre-travel testing requirements for international travelers.
No, there are no plans to change the international travel requirements at this point.
The Health and Human Services Secretary said they are creating an interagency council to study long COVID.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal, a third man in custody in connection with the mass shooting in Sacramento over the weekend, but so far none are accused of being the shooters. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A freeze on federal student loan payments is reportedly set to be extended through the end of August. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
Students are suffering under a huge amount of debt, and to extend the moratorium is a good thing. But, of course, I believe the president should go further and forgive $50,000 in student loans permanently.
Student loan payments had been set to resume May 1st. Parts of the South enduring yet another round of severe weather. At least one death reported in eastern Texas, where trees fell on several homes. Tens of thousands without power from Texas to Georgia, and a risk of tornadoes from Mississippi to South Carolina before the storm threat continues tomorrow into Alabama and Tennessee. Tiger Woods is back, or at least that's the plan.
The 15-time PGA champion saying that as of now, he'll be playing at the Masters tournament.
Well, as of right now, I feel like I am going to play.
The announcement, coming courtesy of audio from the Masters, was somewhat expected, as Woods said on Sunday that it would be a, quote, game-time decision. Tiger hasn't played in a PGA Tour event for more than 17 months after suffering serious injuries in a car crash back in February of 2021, where it was reported that he almost had his leg amputated.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. The Masters begins Thursday at Augusta National in Georgia. Practice rounds were canceled today by those violent storms down south. Technical difficulties for NASA, the dress rehearsal for a mega moon rocket, now on hold until at least this weekend. Launch managers tried Sunday and yesterday to load nearly a million gallons of fuel into the rocket, but the test was stalled by technical issues. The countdown test is the last major milestone before the rocket's launch debut, possibly in June, when a crew would loop around the moon but not land before returning to Earth. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.